Roots and Shoots with Amber and Sabrina on ABC Radio Perth and WA and the ABC Listen app.
Business to attend to. There's been much discussion about wood mulch here on Roots and Shoots, and Sab has been very clear about the capacity for the shot-hole borer to survive in wood mulch. Things got a little heated behind the scenes, so we've invited the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development to clarify. In the studio, we have Dr. Vincent Lanoisoulet. Vincent Lanoisoulet, I'm sure. He's Chief Plant Biosecurity Officer at DPIRD. Good morning to you, Dr. Lanoisoulet.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show.
You're so welcome. Now, I think I'm going to hand over to you, Sab, because this is your department.
Yeah, well, basically anything to do with the garden, I have a crack at. Mm-hmm. So, Vincent, thank you so much for coming in, because we have had all sorts of questions about the survival rate of Polyphagus shot-hole borer in mulch. So we have brought you in here because you will know all the science behind it. You know where a lot of the trees that are that have had borer in them, where they go to. There would be, I presume, several depots around Perth. So can you explain the process of what happens when a shot hole ridden tree has been cut down? Can anyone cut it down, or is it certain arborists or tree loppers? Where does it go and what happens next?
All right. Thank you, Sabrina. Interesting question. And so basically what we've been doing as part of the eradication campaign since August 2021 is basically looking for infestation and dealing with them. If we have to cut down the whole tree needs to be cut down. If it's only a limb, obviously we will go for the limb only, because we're not here to destroy trees unnecessarily. What we do is that we use contractors, and we've got officers, biosecurity officers on site to make sure that the protocol is followed. And basically the protocol is double chipping to make sure that every single piece of the tree is chipped to less than 2.5 centimeter diameter. Once the tree has been chipped, we securely transport it, so it's in the tarp, in the tracks, to make sure that bits and pieces don't fall. And that goes to a facility where that pile of chip is going to be hot composted, then that will be, you know, unsold down the track. We also have traps located at that facility to make sure that, you know, again,
if anything's loose.
That's right. Then, you know, the protocol has been working quite well. We haven't had any detection at that facility on, like thousands of beetle or whatever on the traps. Mm-hmm. That's also based on science, obviously, that protocol, and that's the information that's in the published scientific literature, that if you chip infested plant material to less than 2.5 centimeter diameter, plus the hot composting,
yep,
you remove more than 99.9% of the beetle that might have been present in the tree.
Okay, so that's really that's fantastic for gardeners to actually know that. Now, my next question is, that's obviously best practice, but as we all know, in real life, other stuff happens. So, and I have actually witnessed a tree that has had shot hole, that has been cut down by people that obviously are not registered with DPIRD, and then that mulch has been unsold and the chips are much bigger than 2.5. And I have seen that. I do a lot of consulting around the city. So what would your advice be to gardeners if they want to go back to buying wood-based mulch? What's the best advice for them to protect them from getting shot hole borer and also from it spreading in that way around Perth?
Sure. So one of the things that we need to remember is that the shot hole borer doesn't affect every single species of tree. Mm-hmm. And for example, if you want to be very safe in kind of the kind of mulch you want to purchase, pine mulch, pine is not a host of PSHB, of the borer, so not a problem. You don't have to worry about anything in terms of borer.
Yep.
If you want to make sure that the mulch that you purchase is PSHB safe, it's really important to ask the contractor or even to look at the kind of mulch that you might purchase. And if it's been chipped to less than 2.5 centimeter, that's the first step. I also would probably recommend to make sure that the mulch is dry, that mm-hmm. it's, you know, not necessarily super fresh mulch, and that should largely mitigate the risk of spreading the beetle.
So let's imagine, even if it's the smallest percentage of the actual borer itself survives going through mulch, I want you to explain what happens in the heating process of that wood. So obviously the borer requires the sap flow of the tree, and of course they bring along with it the fungus, the fusarium. So scientifically, what happens when you have a big pile of mulch and it's heat treated? I want you to explain to people why the borer cannot survive, or the fusarium.
Yeah, so basically the hot composting, the temperature in that pile of compost is going to reach more than 55, 60, even more sometime. It depends on the condition and everything. And basically the heat is going to kill both the fungus and also the borer.
Okay. And I guess the other thing is that because you've got a very comprehensive website, so people can actually click on a map, can't they, and find out where they are as to where the borer, yeah, has travelled to. But the other thing is, I downloaded this morning, you have a really fantastic list of all the plants, all the trees that are highly susceptible to the borer, the host plants. So do you think it's a good idea for gardeners to actually look at the host plants for the borer and make sure they do not plant those in their garden?
I think, yeah, it's a quite important things to look at. For example, like you know, in my garden, I would never plant a maple tree, a robinia, or black locust. You know, this kind of trees. First, I probably wouldn't have the space to plant that kind of trees. I mostly grow fruit trees.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really important, I think, and that's the kind of messaging we've been closely liaising with the local government as well, because we get that kind of question from the local government, especially from the inner city area where we know the beetle is present, and therefore it's quite important to keep in mind when you look for, you know, purchasing and planting new tree.
Yep.
You probably would want to plant trees that are not going to be affected by the borer as much as possible.
And would it be a fair assumption to make to say that the borer's been here for at least 10 years, perhaps up to 20? And if that is the case, I mean, the first incidence was in 21 that it was found in East Fremantle, but, I mean, that tree would have had the borer in for at least a couple of years because it was pretty well riddled. So I reckon it's a fair assumption that the borer's been around a lot longer than 21. So if that is the case, what's DPIRB going to do to ensure that if it is found in regional areas, that the reaction will be really fast and really full on, so that, you know, we've got Carnarvon, big growing area, southwest, big fruit tree growing area, Broome, which if the polyphaga shothole borer gets up there, it'll be on a holiday in heaven because of all the types of trees that are up there. So what's going to be the response of DPIRB if it has been located in any of those areas?
So at the moment, the key goal is to limit the spread of the borer and to limit its impact on, you know, the purse tree canopy. That's the first goal of the department. And we have to remember this is nationally coordinated and nationally funding.
Yep.
So we have moved from eradication to transition to management, but it doesn't mean that the operation have stopped. That's not the case at all.
Yeah, because people are very concerned about that when that occurred, because there was a lot of... there was a lot of disgruntled public saying, what the hell are they doing and why is it? Does that mean now the federal funding has been removed and it's all, well, let's see what happens from here? So I think the general public really need reassurance from DPIRD that they're still going gung-ho on trying to eradicate, well, whether we eradicate it or not, but manage the borer.
Yeah, that's right. And basically the transition to management has started from the 1st of July, and we've got national coordination and national cost-sharing for the next 18 months. So that's good news. As you say, it's ongoing. And for the next 18 months, that's what we know for sure. We maintain the quarantine area. That's also very important. The key message is that nothing has changed in terms of the condition of the quarantine area. We still remind everybody to not move, you know, firewood outside of the purse metro area, not move plants, not move, you know, any of produce that could spread the borer outside of the quarantine area. And you're right, you know, the southwest of the state and places like that. So we still maintain surveillance activities, especially on the outer metropolitan area, because we know that the borer is present in the inner metro area. So the focus has changed, but we are still aiming for limiting the spread of the borer as much as possible, that's for sure.
Okay.
Dr. Vincent Lanoiselet, sorry, I'm going to start that again. Dr. Vincent Lanoiselet is Chief Plant Biosecurity Officer from DPIRD, clarifying what we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, which is whether or not wood mulch is safe to use. And he has clearly explained the process that DPIRD goes through when they are chipping a tree that is infected with the borer, in that it is chipped to a size of less than 2.5 centimetres and then going through a heat process to make sure that the borer doesn't survive that process and it is unsold. And also asks you to use dry wood mulch if that's what you're going to do. Sabrina, are you happy?
I'm very happy with that. So, Vincent, thank you very much for coming in and clarifying. And, you know, for gardeners out there, if they're not sure and you're going to a landscape yard, you ask that question where that mulch came from. Has it been heat treated? Has it been double chipped?